Blog Talk Radio.
After this moment,
I won't go back.
Yeah.
My. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
My brothers, my sisters, good morning. Brother Randy, Brother Dale, sisters, brothers. Boy, I'm telling you, every time I hear that song, man, it does something to me.
It does something to me, man.
When you've been through the storm and the rain, help me, Holy Spirit. When you done went through some things in your life, man, and look over and see where God has brought you from, man, you just know you deserve justice, right? But He give you mercy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, brother, have you just looked back to where you came from, brother? Nutter. Have you just looked over where you at, man, and now where you are today? Now, I'm not saying we're perfect. But boy, we ain't like we used to be. And I learned something. The closer you get to it, Brother Randy, closer you get to it, Brother Dale, sister and brother, the closer you get to him, the more he reveals himself to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When God reveals, hey, it's time for a change. It's time for a change. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In that change, you're not going to understand all the time. But boy, I'll tell you one thing about it. Hey, when he speaks, he know how to make you say, Lord, search me. You know, that's what kind of morning we have. Because we wake up in the morning. I mean, we do this thing because we love the Lord. We do it because we love the Lord. You can't tell me people come out religious. What they do Friday, and we do this religiously. Me and praise God. No matter who's listening, thank you, Jesus. What did He have to do to get you to praise this?
Oh,
my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. You take time out and say, Lord, I just want to give you some thanks this morning. You know, this is kind of this we got to do right here. We open it up that anybody can come on. We open it up. We don't have no strings attached. But we do know that God is in the midst. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the praise. We thank you for the worship, because this is what it's about. Somebody said, "What you mean?" I mean, you need to come somewhere where you can be free. Help me, Holy Spirit. Where you can be free, with no tats. You know, nobody's looking at you and say, "Man, why he doing this? Or why is he saying that?" You just don't know how your testimony will help somebody. You just don't know how your word, just your wording, might help somebody along the way. You know what I'm talking about? Because God uses anybody, anytime. I'm just so glad that he's in the season of blessing.
Yeah.
So brother man, that video you sent out this morning, brother man. That video you sent out this morning. I don't know if you can hear me or not. But that video you sent out this morning. That video, we all experienced that in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to pray, right? And we want to talk a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit. We're going to pray. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You got a little time?
Yeah.
Well, Heavenly Father,
Thank you, brother.
Humble to the throne of grace, Lord. We come so humble to you, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for waking us up and starting us on our way, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your strength that you give us each and every day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because as we come at this hour to come to lift your voice, lift a voice of praise to you, Lord, and magnify you today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength to come together once again. And, Lord, we ask you to forgive us for any sin, known and unknown, Lord. Lord, as we come in your presence, Lord, we ask you, Lord, speak to our heart, Lord. Speak to us and help us, Lord, so we can see you a better than we did the day before, Lord. Help us, Lord, as we get in your word. Help us as we get in the testimony. Help us as we get in the prayer. Strengthen everybody by the sound of my voice, Lord. Every household is listening right now, Lord. We ask you to strengthen them, Lord. You know the ways. You know what you want them to hear. So, Lord, we just ask, let it be through the preach word today. Let it be through a testimony. Let it be through the scripture, Lord. Let it be with a fire and power of your Holy Spirit to touch someone's heart, Lord. Lord, we just really believe when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. So have your way, Lord. Don't let us be cold today, Lord. Let us lift you up today, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for what you got in store in advance, Lord. Lord, we just ask you all this and these blessings in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brethren, you know, this stuff we never sit back and rehearse nothing and nothing like that. We don't never do nothing like that. But sometimes we'll start talking, and God let us know that I was with you when you were thinking about some things, right? So I'm going to confirm what you're saying. I'm going to give you something so you can know that I'm in the midst of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he showed us in that video, the brother had a testament. He was in a line.
Yeah.
I know you can tell it better than I can, brother. He was in a line.
Yeah.
And in this line, he was sitting there, and he saw and he heard Jesus said, "Get away from me." You know, every time somebody comes to get away from me. And brother, man, you know that scripture, right?
Yeah.
Brother, man, the scripture, because look how what the scripture says. There was some people, and these were the church going people too, said, "Did I heal in your name? Did I cast out demons in your name?"
My
and he
God.
Said, "Get away from me. You work of iniquity."
You work of iniquity.
He wasn't talking about it outside the church. He was talking about somebody inside the church.
Doing
the work for the Lord. And that dream found that somebody was doing a work for the Lord. And he said, and he showed them in the book. They weren't in the book of life. They was in the book of the works they did. See, when you're in the book of life, he don't remember your works no more. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you're in the book of life, he doesn't member anymore. Once you came to a fold that he forgave you for your sin, he doesn't remember anymore. Can I say it again? That young man was saying that God was showing him everybody. He said, "Get away from me." Them people were working for him. Them people knew him. They knew him, and he told them to get away from him. That's what I'm looking at that dream, right? The brother was having.
Yeah.
But then he got pissed.
Yeah.
It was so scary.
Yeah.
He got so pissed, and God allowed him to come. You remember we read that scripture, Brother Man? Over there, let's look at that scripture for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I think it's First Peter over there, right?
Is it First Peter? What is it?
I think it's First Peter over there. Let's look at First Peter over there. First Peter. I want to say it's chapter 4. Yeah, First Peter chapter 4. If you don't mind. Just let me know when you get it. First Peter. Chapter 4.
Right here. I'm right here.
And the reason why we use Bible because we want you to believe that we didn't think nothing of. So we want you to read the Bible along with us so you can see what we read. We read from the Bible, not no philosophy. We're reading what God written. Because when the adversary had him, what did he do? He said, "It is written." Yeah, he told him when he came out of his fast for 40 days. He told him, he hit him right off the bat. He knew Jesus was hungry. And he told me, he said, "Take them stones and turn them into bread." And Jesus looked back at him and said, he said, "It is written, man don't live by what? Bread alone.
Bread alone.
Every word proceeds out of the mouth of God." That's what we do here. We really believe when the word going forth, somebody going to be filled. Somebody going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when I'm looking at this, Brother Brandon, this is something I wanted to add with that dream you sent out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know what you have on the table with it, but I wanted to bring this out. This is us. And I was looking at this, and he blessed us with the video you sent out. You know what I'm talking about? But I want us to look at this. We can look at this start in verse 12, right? You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm here with you, brother. Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because of understanding. Because I want us to know that God is, he's going to judge the church, right? And you want to be the judgment to begin, not just when you see his faith. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what it said.
Yeah.
He said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the very trials which tried you, as though some strange things happened unto you. But rejoice, insomuch as you are partaking of Christ's suffering, that when his glory should be revealed," help me, Holy Spirit, "you may be glad, also exceedingly joy." There are going to be some things going in your life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to go through some things in your life just because you know the Savior. You're going to go through some things in your life just because you testified and said how good God was to you. You're going to go through some things that you're going to say, "Man, watch this here. I shouldn't have said what I said." Have you ever been there?
Nah,
I should have held that back.
Yeah.
But boy, when you got confidence in the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. When you got confidence in this Lord, he said the suffering that you're going through, the trials you're going through, it's going to be well worth it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And let me tell you something. You go when you get closer to God, you start rejoicing because you got the trials. When you don't have no problem, help me, Holy Spirit. When you don't have nothing going in your life, everything's smooth in your life, you better watch out for walking with the devil. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I heard one man say, you ought to, sometime that day, you ought to have to bump that devil once or twice in that day. He ought to let you know that he's there. You know what I'm talking about, brother man? That's what the scripture tells him now. There's going to be some things concerning you that you, because you say you love God. How many of you woke up this morning, you know what I'm talking about? You know, sometimes it's a struggle for some of us. We've been doing this for a while, man, and some of us do it 7 days a week, waking up every morning and saying, Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
And look at this. They can have so much trial, so many trials in our life. Damn. Can't pay a bill. Children not listening. Husband. Trial. You wake up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you. I'm telling you,
thank
when you,
you
get that life with God, you know God is in the midst. Because you don't want to take no problem, no circumstances, and make it bigger than God. I know I'm right about it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, have you ever been there, brother? Your brothers, have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
The reason why I want to
be there
with love, because that's what we are in life. We're going to have some problems. We're going to have some trials. But you know what he used the saints for? He used us to be the light of those people. Oh, help me. Don't make us so holy to die because we got the light, because we got the true light. We'll let them know. If it had not been for the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If it had not been for the Lord, was on my side, I can tell you he good until I saw what I need when he could have gave me justice and he gave me mercy. It wasn't that night did was so good on yesterday. I told a lot of people I love him. I helped some few people. I even talked to the people.
Yeah.
And I was helping somebody yesterday, brother Randy. The man got mad at me, man.
Yeah.
I'm just helping him. And I'm to myself. I'm saying something good to the brother, and he didn't even move off on. I'm looking at it, but you know what I'm supposed to do? I'm still supposed to pray for him.
There's
a reason why I'm picking my time with this. You know what? Because you're going to suffer some things going for Christ. Don't let nobody tell you. You're going to suffer some things sin because you're a believer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why should I say that? He said, but rejoice in so much as you are partaker of Christ's suffering. that when his glory shall reveal. That's why I like that. You may be glad also with exceeding joy. He said, look like this. If men reproach for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. And on their, look what he said, on their parts, his evil spoken of. But on your part, he glorified. Hey, it's something you used to do, my friend. You don't do no more, right? And you're trying to help somebody. And look what you said. Now you, because you did it in the name of the Lord, they're gonna talk about you. But watch this here. You're going to be glorified because you did it for the Lord. That sounds crazy, don't you?
Yeah.
You're going to be glorified.
Yeah.
But then, see what it is? They're going to see Jesus working in you, and some of them ain't going to receive it all, man. There's going to be some people not going to receive it, brother Willis. There's going to be some people ain't going to receive it, brother. It's going to be some people that's not going to receive what you said. I don't care if you came over this side. You know what they do? They'll find some kind of way to discredit you. They'll assassinate your character.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you is and what you ain't. But I'm going to tell you something. I was listening to that man every time that person got in front of him. Every one of them. If you just look at the video, they didn't go to heaven. It went straight to hell. Because he was telling the how it was, how much fire was in there. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know about it. Now, I was looking at how he presented that, Brother Randy, and it's true today. Don't you know he's trying to get us ready? You're going to suffer some things going with Christ. Now, watch this here. I'm going to make sure I tie this together. I'm back up to 14. If you be reproached from the name of Christ, oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Happy are you.
Yeah.
How's that saying? For the spirit of glory and God rest upon you. On their part is evil spoken of, but on your part he glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer. Oh, help you, Holy Spirit. As a thief. I'm getting somewhere, y'all. As an evildoer. Watch this here. Or as a busybody in other men's what? My book said matters. Somebody said it might be business.
Matters.
you know, when you hear somebody say busybody, man, you're a busybody. That's what the old folks used to tell you.
Yeah.
You've been busy now. You've been busy now. And then you know you're getting in somebody's business. And then you're taking their business and running it all over town, talking about what you didn't hear. He said, these are things don't be spoken about if you're of a Christ. That's evil speaking of. And then he look at that, not even suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer. You know, somebody said, well, man, It's hard sometimes because of the some people up around. But let me tell you something, brother, you told us this. You got to let your light shine. You can't put that light in, under the bushes. You got to let that light shine and let God strengthen you. If they won't be seeing you, they'll be seeing God. If they hate on you or they say something against you, don't worry about it. You just keep on smiling and keep on going. I guarantee you, later on, the same person say that if they have God in them, somewhere they're going to have an encounter, they're going to come back and say, I'm sorry. Have you ever been there, brothers? Somebody came back to you and said they were sorry?
Yeah.
Somebody said, oh, man, I was wrong when I said that, man. I shouldn't even say that to you like that, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because the character of Christ in you. They know it. You know it, what you have said at that time. Some of those people is not going to be receptive at that time. Some people don't be receptive. Some people just going to be mad. They just want to be mad. And what you want to be mad with? Have you ever been there? Why are you laughing? Why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? But I love God because I know He changed my heart. And I know He changed everybody, whoever on here, my voice right now. You wouldn't be waking up in the morning and want to listen to this like we do every day. It takes someone to love Christ, want to do this every day like we do. You have to love Christ. You got to let Him minister unto you. And when He's ministering unto you, He help you in a time of need. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Watch this here. Now, watch this here. Watch this here. Almost on. You know, look what it says. He said, yet if any man suffer as a what? A Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Watch this here now. Let me read it one more time. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time comes that judgment must begin at the who? At the house of God. And if first begin in us, what should the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Righteous scurrilous be saved, where shall the ungodly in the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit, look what he said, the keeping of their soul to Him in well-doing, as unto the faithful Creator. Well, I love this poem. We're going to go through some things, my brothers and sisters. But, boy, I'm telling you one thing about it. It's a blessing to go through as a Christian. It's a blessing to go through some things that we go through because our promise is laid on. That's why when judgment, what I'm telling you where to go, Brother Randy, it's going to begin with us.
Oh, yeah.
That judgment we seen, he was seeing, that was for the church. That was for the church, Brother Darren. That was for the church. We are the church. We are the temple of the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's just like when Jesus told them early in his ministry. He told them, y'all remember this, y'all read it too. He told them, if you tear this building down, I'll raise it. If you tear this temple down, I'll raise it back up in 3 days. It's going to raise back up in 3 days. And them people looked at that. They said, looked at him and said, he's crazy. He said, it took him 4 to 6 years to build this temple. He talking about raising it back, building it back up in 3 years. Let me tell you, 3 days. Let me tell you something. Little be thinking people, spiritual thing. He was talking about a spiritual thing. And he told them, we believe in it. We really believe, every believer should have this in their heart. They should believe in John 3:16. I know we stress Romans 10, 9 and 10. Well, trust me, when you read John 3:16, if you don't mind, if I go there. And when you read that, it tells you the hope. It tells you the hope what God did for us. He did it for us, and when He did it, look how He read. I know you probably read that before. He said, "God so loved the world, right? He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I love this part. Look what this here. He said, when he said this here, he said, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." That's what we try to do. That's what we're trying. We're trying to turn you to the Lord and let you understand, trust in the Lord. We're not. You're not going to get on in heaven. Watch this now. This might be, somebody might trick you. You're not going to get in heaven by all the works you do. You can forget that. You can forget that. You know what's going to make, you know what's gonna, how we going to get in? Why you say it's so hard for a righteous person to get in? Somebody that's trying to identify with God? Because of his grace. Because of his blood that he came down. He came down and walked this earth. That long as in the flesh. And walk, he was tempted like we was on every hand. Oh, I know right about it. And he was tempted so much that he didn't sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. So he took that. He took the burden and put it on his shoulder and went to Calvary with it. So no man can have no excuse now that he can look to the Father. It don't take a bull no more. It don't take a goat no more. It don't take an animal to be sacrificed for him anymore. What it takes? It takes your belief. That you believe that he died and his Father raised him from the grave. That's what it takes. Don't let nobody fool you. But then this belief in the death, burial, and resurrection, it turns to obedience. Once you start believing in that, change is going to happen. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Change is going to happen. You're not going to remain the same anymore. You're not going to be doing the things you used to do anymore. It's going to be some things. Well, hey, Brother Randy, I think I heard you say it before. And Brother Dale, too. The songwriter said, I don't want to go back in the ways I used to be.
You used to be.
Did you hear the songwriter? He said, no, I don't want to go back into the ways I used to be. When I think about the things I used to do and the things I have done in my life, man, ain't no way I want to go back to that lifestyle. One scripture says when you return to it, it comes back seven times more. Them spirits come back more. And I'm going to tell you something. Be delivered. When you've been delivered from some things, when you let God remove some things out of you that you used to love in that old style lifestyle, what you have to do is what we try to do like here. We try to come out time after time, get in the Word. I told them on several times, Brother Randy, we probably get more scriptures and more reading in the Bible than in a saint that say they go to church every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't pick it up through Sunday. Because we pick it up Monday through Friday. Some of us pick it up Monday through Sunday, man. And it's cleansing us. And it's washing us. And it makes you look at yourself a little different now. Yeah, I'm not saying you ain't going to make no mistake. But I know this one thing about it. It calls you to repent, too. Help me, Holy Spirit. Brother Randy, yeah. I want to open it and make sure I'm misunderstanding something here. When the young man got to his point, when he got to his time, when he stood before God.
Yeah.
Can you help me with that?
Yeah.
Can y'all help me with that, Brother Randy?
Yeah. Well, when he got to him, after seeing thousands of people being judged and being cast down to hell, basically, Brother Ed. He got to him and God was judging him, he said, telling him about how he had not forgiven a certain person things that he, you know, had did in his life. And he said, well, God, I did forgive this person. I did do this. I did do that. And he said, well, why do you still have them seeds in your chest? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why do you still have them seeds in your chest? And he said, you realize then that's what the seeds were, because everybody that was in line had seeds that you could see in their chest, all in their chest. So he said, oh, so that's what the seeds are. He said he hadn't forgave or hadn't forgive certain people that had done certain things to him and different things of that nature. And he said he just you know, was real scared. Real scared, because he thought, you know, he thinking, you know, as God telling him everything, or, you know, I ain't going to say God, cause, you know, but God telling him everything, and he said, you know, all these people being cast down to hell, he thinking he next. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But God gave him another chance. and said, and opened his hands up, Reverend Bryant. And he said when he opened his hands up, it was so beautiful and so much light as he opened his hands up. My God. And told him, come on in.
Yes,
come on in. But I want to revert back a few minutes before that with the lady that he was talking about, with the blind hair. He said it was a blind haired lady that God was saying something to. He was saying something too about something she had did. And, you know, he said, you know, it ain't about what you did, it's about what you did that ran millions and millions of souls away from you. Did you catch that, Reverend Ryan, when he said that something? I forgot what he said she did. But God said it's not about the sin you committed. It's about what it did to make millions of people turn away from me.
Come on, man. Come on.
You got to be an example when you're following Christ. You got to be example. You got to, like you always say, don't kill your witness, Reverend Bryant.
There you go. When you said that, brother, man, I was listening to what you were saying. He was talking to a believer, man.
Yeah.
He was talking to somebody, helping somebody see. And Brother Dale told me, we was on the back line of the day, and he brought this back to my memories again by the scripture. He said, you've been there too. I know everybody that read that been there. He said, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
This is
the book.
My.
Yeah, thank God.
My.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit. And you know, and then you have a Jezebel spirit out there. You hear me?
Yeah.
You have a Jezebel spirit. It's a controlling spirit. You know what I'm talking about? And then one of the scriptures, it's a seducing spirit. It seduces people to do wrong. You hear me? If you don't watch it, it'll get into you. And you don't even know it's in you, Doc. You know what I'm talking about? Because one thing about it, you've been in fellowship with it so long, and it doesn't bother you anymore. You know what I'm talking about? Because I think, if we read something the other day, he'll turn you over to what? To a reprobated
mind.
Yeah. Oh,
he'll
turn you over to. You know what I'm talking about? He'll turn you over to. Yes, sir.
You know that brother asked for a revelation, and God gave it to him, and it scared him so much to where he turned his life around. He knew that he couldn't do this and he couldn't do that no more. Help me, Holy Spirit, and that's what it's about. That's what it's about. He knew that it's certain things that he just couldn't do no more.
There you go.
My God.
There you go.
So, songwriter
good then. He said, I won't turn back.
No, I won't turn back.
The ways I used to be. We didn't bring that. Hey, that song was already on.
That's the video.
You know, see, I've learned something, man. I don't know much. I'm not a scholar either, but I don't know too much. But I've learned something, brother, in my little short time understanding the word of God, that he's not going to let us look like no fool, man. Because it's kingdom building. It's kingdom building.
Yeah.
When you start lifting up King, he's going to come up there. Like you said, he revealed it to him. The scripture said a while ago, he revealed it to us. He revealed it to us. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He revealed it to us and let us see that he's in the midst of us, man. I don't know about you, man. Brother Brandon. You know, I do know about you. You ask God, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
That is a form of reveal to me, Lord. Reveal to me, Lord. And then you don't leave it there, Lord. I want you to help me so I can be a better Christian. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Right there, we read right there in the scripture. Being a Christian, you're going to suffer. Being a Christian,
you're
going to go through the same stuff.
We're
not going to tell you when you come over here. You ain't nothing gonna come. Yes, it's gonna come. And it's gonna come more and more.
Yeah.
But what I liked about it at the end though, Reverend Brian, is when he said, you know, that, you know, he asked the Lord what that dream meant. And he said that, you know, the Lord spoke to him and told him what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to get out and let people know about, you know, the judgment day. And we will be judged for everything, and we will be held accountable for the things that we do. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We will be held accountable and judged for the things that we do. And he just said, man, know the time, know the hour. Brother Brian, like you said yesterday, like Brother D said yesterday, man, know the time, know the hour. Got to get your walk right now. Get it right. Get it right. Repent. Pray without ceasing. You know, serve God boldly. Walk a righteous walk. Try to live your life right, because you don't know the time nor the hour. He gonna come in, as the word of God say, he gonna come in like a thief in the night, Brian.
Like a thief in the night.
My God, my God, my God. Oh, and I just, you know, you don't want to be standing in that line. Help
my
me, God. You don't want to be standing in that line on Judgment Day and get cast down to hell.
Oh, my.
Not when you got a chance to get it right now.
Yes.
Not when you got a chance to get it right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And Brother Randy, when you say that, why leave in knowing the truth? Why leave in knowing the truth? Brother, why leave when you know the truth?
Yes.
Sister Mother, why leave in knowing the truth and staying in the same body? Nothing can be that good to serve the enemy.
Mm.
Nothing.
My God.
Nothing can be that good to serve the enemy. I know we're talking crazy when we're talking about you're going to suffer. I know we're talking crazy to Mo that said that this thing we're doing right now, we call kingdom building, a lifestyle change, if we try to call it. But let me tell you something. The closer you get to the Lord, the more he gives you strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more he gives you strength. That's why we do what we do right now. I'm telling you, every time I get over here, I'm going to tell you, Brother Dirk, on the end of the story, Brother Dirk, you see how it works? When you call me, what I say. You see how it works? You know what I'm talking about. Look how the Holy Spirit, you know what I'm saying? And he took it to that script about judgment will begin at the house of God. We are the house. We are the temple.
Yeah.
And then he said, then it's going to be scandalous for us to get in. That's what happened to him. He looked at it. He did the same thing them people were going to hell for. And I'm going to tell you, man. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I didn't hear it, but maybe y'all can hear me if I misunderstood him. I believe once he repented and asked God to forgive him, God didn't remember it anymore. We have to let go what God forgave us for. Quit
That's
picking
right.
it back up. We have to, if God forgave us for it, and we sincerely gave it to him, you don't have to worry about it no more. I know it might be a bad thing. It might be real bad. But I know the Lord, and I know you know God too. If he forgave you, you don't have to worry about it no more. Brother Randy. You know, I'm going to go back. I'm gonna go somewhere with one of my favorite books, the other mind.
Yeah.
This is one of our favorite books in the Bible, Revelation, if y'all don't mind. Huh?
No, sir.
Man, one of our favorite books, you know. It's two pages I want to look at, then we can hang this whole thing up if y'all want to. It's two pages. I want to go to Revelation chapter 7. You hear me, brother? Revelation chapter 7.
Yeah.
And I want to go I want to bag up to 12, right? You hear what I said? I want to bag up to 12. The reason why I said that. Yeah. Seven and 12. Revelation. Somebody know what I'm talking about. 7 and 12. I'm gonna take my time with this one because I want you to hear me. You're not gonna hear a lot. You're not gonna hear me in the church a lot. People reading out Revelation. You're not gonna hear in the church a lot about judgment because people are so hooked up on emotional things and wanna watch this here, Brother Vander. They wanna teach and preach safe. Oh
yeah.
it won't preach and teach safe. We care about you. And I'm going to tell you something. You might not believe this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. As we teach, as we preach, man, we are teaching right back at ourselves. We are preaching right back at ourselves. The same word goes, it come back to me. And if you don't mind, Brother Randy, I said I want to do it. Can y'all help me with one? Y'all keep your finger there. Can y'all help me with Proverbs 27:17? Somebody help me with that. Go ahead. Go get it right there. Keep your finger right there. He just gave me this whole spot again, you know. Again, y'all just help me with it. Proverbs 27:17. Somebody help me with that scripture and read it right away, you know, because I know you're whipping with
iron,
with that.
Iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend.
My God. That's what we do here. We helping each other. As we try to sharpen each other, as we try to help each other, we are helping each other. I can speak to everybody that really try to come in and speak the word of God over here. We want everybody to make it in. And we're going to hold your hand. We're going to pray with you, whatever it takes. But we don't want to be like that one when he told him to get away from me in that line because we get everybody in, and then we don't get ourselves in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh,
you might catch that later. Get everybody else in, and we don't get ourselves in. I've learned that salvation starts with us first. The Bible says you got to work out your own salvation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible reads like that. Now, watch this here.
Yeah.
We're back over here in Revelation. Because we sharpen each other right now.
Can you start at 9 for me, though? Can you start at 7 to 9 for me, though?
No problem. I started 9. I can start 9. 7 to 9. After this, everybody there. Revelation 7 to 9. Revelation 7 to 9. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, and all nations, kindreds, and people, and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes. And palms, look what it says, with psalms in their hand, palms in their hand, look what it says, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. I want to explain this a little bit, because early in the chapter, we looked about, it was supposed to be 144,000, right, sealed.
Yeah.
And that now God is showing it was more than 100. It's more than that you can even count. That's what he was telling me right here. Standing before the throne of God, and they were sitting up there and they were giving him praise because look what they had on. They had white robes, my brothers. What the brother said, we had white robes on, and he was standing before. And the scripture said, crying with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders of what? Four beasts. And fell before what? The throne on their face and worshiped God. We talked about that yesterday.
Hey,
it's impossible. Brother Dell came on a while ago. I think he said that Brother Dell came on a while ago and heard that song and said, well, he went to worship him. He was the thing. Men ought to know that, you know, the women are they're more accessible to open up to men with. But when you've been touched with the Holy Spirit, when you've been really touched with the Holy Spirit, man, they got to see his face. They got to be in the presence of God. Don't you know when you be in the presence of God, Brother Randy, I see your church be on, and I see they be worshiping like that. You can't sit there and be still when the presence of God is there. You have to understand Man, it's impossible to be in the presence of God and don't say amen. It's impossible to be in the presence of God and say don't say hallelujah. It's impossible to have God in your heart and you hear someone saying, I need your help, and you don't have concern. It's impossible to love God and hate your brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's impossible to say you love me and hate your brother. He said, how can you say you love me you have never seen and hate your brother you see every day? Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know I created him? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going somewhere with this now. Don't you know I created brother down? I'm working through him. Pray for him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you got a problem with him, pray for him. Now, watch this, brother. Man, you made me turn the page. I'm still on the page. I'm still there, brother, man. Okay, I'll go back and read it. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and four beasts fell before the throne on their face. Help me, Holy Spirit, and worship God, saying amen. I heard a man ask the question, what amen? Amen means everybody was in agreement. They saw it all. They said, amen. Blessed is glory and wisdom. Oh, help me with this, y'all. Thanksgiving and honor and power and mighty be unto God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what he said, brother.
For our sisters.
Let God bring you a man. If he don't bring you a man on this side, watch this here. He got one when you see his face. He got one when you see his face. He said, man, you can say that you married, but everybody's not going to get married. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're going to get married. Can I say it again? Everybody's not going to get married. But if you choose you, let God choose your spouse. Let him choose you, the one he wants you to have. I don't know why I'm there, but y'all keep praying for me. Think about the Holy Spirit. I think about how my brothers are here that when they heard about the, I ain't got the scriptures I want to get to. I'm still hooked up on Twitter. That's why I want to start that, man. See why I want to start that?
Yes, Lord.
But that's all right. But look what he said again. I'm going to say it again just because I love hearing the reading of the word. He said, saying, amen, blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might. That's what he said. Be unto God forever and ever. Amen. Because they was at the throne, man. The beasts fell down looking. They couldn't look at him and fell and put their face to the ground and start worshiping. Even beasts, man. And we are his people that he created. He said, let us make men in our image. Let us. So he was talking, him and Jesus was talking, let us make a man of it. So you know what you think about us. If he got his eyes on the sparrow, come on now.
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
I got to go to high gear right quick. Then I ain't gonna just parachute in a minute. Watch this. And one of the elders. Let me do it again. And one of the elders asked, said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And where came they? That's what he said, brother. What? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, oh, help me, Jose, these are they which came out of the great tribulation and have, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going somewhere, y'all. And have, y'all with me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, fell off it. Y'all still there with
me?
And have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I pause for a reason. Because I want you to know there's going to be some held back when he come and come get us and call us in the middle of the air. Some going to be sleeping in the grave, and he's going to raise them up. He said, because the dead in Christ will rise first, and then those who are remaining will be called up. I don't know about you. There's going to be some going to be left, though. Because that's why he asked, who is these arrayed in white? Now watch this here. White, but they were washed with blood. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this stuff get deep now, man.
It
said he washed the blood, man. My tears come out of my eye thinking about this here, man. I was a rascal, man. I was a rascal, man. I wouldn't know what I'm going to be talking about doing what I'm doing right now, man. You know, if you knew my story, man. If you knew my story, I'm gonna say it again. Ain't no way where I'm gonna be doing what I'm doing right now. Man, I was going to hell so fast and pitiful, man. But he did something to me, man. He spoke to me in the church one day. Didn't see it coming. Didn't go to church to see it at all. Didn't go there. For the sake of somebody don't understand what I'm saying, you never know when God gonna come and tell you to turn this thing around. See, mother always taught me the ways to go. I took my own route. I'm finna go. I'm just testifying, y'all. I took my own route. I told my mother, I said, you did good raising me. I told my father, you did good raising me. I took my own choice. Let me tell you, I'm talking about, I went my own way to want to do what I want. I don't want you crying because you said you didn't tell me. I took my own route. So if you got a baby, if you got somebody you love and went the wrong route, and doing something wrong. And right now, keep praying for him. Keep praying for him. It's never too late. The only time it's late, help me, Holy Spirit. I guess I got to pause when I say this. Only time it's late is when that blood stops running warm in that body. Long as that body is warm, they have action and time to get to the Lord. Oh, I don't write about it. I had to stop to say that because tears start coming in my eyes, man. When I'm hearing this here, how we might be the one held back, Brother Randy. We might be the one held back in the Tribulation.
Yeah.
They talking about this chip. They talking about the 666. We don't know how it's going to be that you can't buy and sell. We don't know what it's going to be. But one thing we're going to know, if you disnounce God, this only way you're going to get it. It ain't just because look at it was a time, Brother Randy, you probably don't remember this. Because me and you almost about the same age, right? But you probably don't remember this. I got a little dose of this. Everybody just didn't used to have credit cards. Everybody didn't have a bank card, the ATM. Everybody had cash money.
Pocket.
You know, everybody had cash money. But now look what happened. But now you got a piece of plastic in your pocket now. You know what I'm talking about? Things change. That don't mean you disnouncing God. Well, when you disnounce God, when you say to either to buy, to eat, or sell, and they say you have to receive this mark, or you have to take this across your forehead. Let me tell you, man. That's when you know you're in that tribulation period. You know what I'm talking about? You're going to be overcome because you're going to stay strong. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know Revelation deep, but stay with me for a minute. Therefore, I'm in verse 15, y'all. Therefore, there are days before the throne of God and serving him day and night in his temple.
Yeah.
And he sits on the throne and shall dwell among them. And they shall what? Hunger no more. Neither thirst anymore. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lord which is in the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh,
yeah.
And shall lead them unto the what? Living fountain of water.
Living water.
And God shall wipe away all their tears, all the tears from their eyes. I'm happy about this one.
Yeah.
That's a promise.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a promise.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is going to come to us, my brothers and sisters, when we're behind that, when we're on that throne, and he's going to minister to us. It's not going to be no meatloaf, no chicken, no neck bone. If I ain't got down in your road yet, let me know. No ribs. It ain't gonna be nothing. It's gonna feed you and nutrition you like the love of God, because you're gonna be for his presence. He said you ain't gonna want to hunger no more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, because you're gonna be in front of the living water. Oh, and the one don't never run out. I'm almost home, y'all. The one's never gonna run out, because we're gonna come to a point in our life where we stay connected. If we stay connected, we'll get to be in his presence like this. Oh, man, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you want to be in his presence? Don't you want to be there when there's no more hunger? Don't you want to be there when there's no more thirst? Do you want to be there when there's no more the sun, the light over you, in the heat won't bother you? That it won't be there on you? Don't you want to be sitting at the feet of the Lamb? Oh, help me, so he can feed you. We know how we used to sing that song back in the day. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. You remember those songs? You've been in church for a while. Let me tell you something. It's gonna come to a truth one day. You're gonna be like the one, like that man said. You know who it is. You know who it is. When you see somebody pray like my brother is, then you gonna say, man, that's got to be God on him, because you got a relationship with God. And ain't no show here, because we really believe we got God brought us to a point of our life to know that if it had not been for him, I'm telling you, if it had not been for him, what would we be? Somebody know what I'm talking about. Now, I said I wanted to go to another scripture of the poet, because he's going to judge us from these books. And he's going to judge us from these books. And I'm going to get these scriptures quick, and then we can be through if y'all don't mind, brother. And it's Revelation 20. If y'all with me. Okay. Now, when we look at Revelation 20, the guy, the brother was standing before Jesus, because Jesus is going to be the one to be the judgment. God's going to let him judge.
Yeah.
And there's going to be books. There's going to be two books now. It's going to be the books of your work, and it's going to be a book of life. Oh,
yeah.
If you're going to be, which book you're going to be judged out of? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's why the brother, he was judged out of the book of life, but the other was judged out of the book of death, eternal death. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They can't stop the torment. They can't stop the fire and the torture they were going to be going through, because living on this side, they had their pleasure. But when they got down there, plenty with no more pleasure, no more for them. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
I want to skip down for the. I want to skip down a little bit, and I want to start at verse 11, if y'all don't mind. I want to skip down a little bit. I want to do this because I. Let me back up a little bit. Y'all, you know how I am. Let me go verse 9. I got to do something with this. Let me go verse 9. I want to do something with it. If y'all can hold on for a minute. If you keep making me do it, I'll back up some more. Please don't get me back.
Don't try that.
All right. Look what he said. Let me do this here, brother. I got to do this here. I hope y'all, for the sake of understanding, I got to read this whole chapter, man. Watch this here.
Yeah, there you go.
I got to read this. I can't do it like that. We read, y'all pray for our sin along. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be quick with it, quick as I can be with it. We love Lord. We could be on this thing 2 or 3 hours sometime, but I'm going to cut it off. This is going to be it here, y'all. Watch this here. And I saw an angel came down from heaven, having the key of the bottle. Look at this here, man. This pit, it ain't no ending to it. It's a bottomless.
Yeah.
And he said a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon. And look what he said, that old serpent, which is the devil. It's in the book, y'all. And bound him, a thousand years.
He said a thousand years.
And cast him into the bottomless pit. And shut him up, brother, there, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the man no more. Because he's doing it right now, brother. He's deceiving the man now. And said a thousand years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must loose him for us. What? Loose him
what
for
time? Help me, Holy Spirit.
He's out there roaming right now. He said, and I saw a throne, and there set up on them, judgment. Judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that was beheaded, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, for the witness of Jesus. I'm in the book, y'all, and of the word of God, and which had not worshipped, that's what he said, the beast, neither his image, neither have received the mark upon his forehead, in their hands, in their lives. They reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now that's what I'm saying. Now I'm just reading verbatim what the scripture said.
Yeah.
There's going to be some of us at this time. It's going to be beheaded because we are witness of Jesus Christ. We are witness of the word that he overcame the world. But what we did, we didn't fall to what, brother? We didn't worship him. Since we didn't receive that mark I was telling y'all about, since we didn't receive it in our forehead or in our hands, and look what here, and we live, brother Darrell, in the rain with Christ for 1,000 years. I'm reading for the book now. I know Brother Rand's book, his Bible would be a little different. It would change too much, Brother Rand. But the rest of the dead, let me say it, but the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. Man. This is the first resurrection. You remember I told you?
My God.
Some going to be left. Some taken away. You know what I'm talking about? And we like to teach, man, and we like to preach for understanding.
Yeah.
And we like to like to do it so be careful because you're dealing with somebody's life. And we want you to know if it's something we read, it's something we do, take the words down and go back over. And if it's somebody you know that know the word, you go back over with them and y'all study together. Because the Bible says a workman should not be ashamed, right? He said you should study to show yourself approved, and the workman should not be ashamed, but rightly by the word and truth. So in study, maybe this might be a lot right now. I want you to take the time back out and go read it for yourself again. But this is what the book said. But the rest of the dead liveth not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. I told y'all.
Uh-huh.
On one, the second death has no power. Oh, help me hold. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ. And shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years expire, Satan, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, shall be loose out of the prison. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And then shall go out to deceive the nation, which is in the four corners of the earth, and God and Magog. And look what he said, to gather them together to battle the numbers of as the sand of the sea, the armor of Armageddon is coming on. It's going to be a great war for them, and they're going to be fighting. Because he's going to allow them to do that. Because what they is, he knew they're going to have a few more hours out of there, a few more days out there, and it's going to be vanished. He's going to put it away, my brothers and sisters. But right now, that's why we want you to get this relationship with him right now. We want you to get it right now so you won't have to go to that. You'll be called up and sitting on his right hand with him and his father. That's what you want to do. But right here, look what it said. And they went up on the brief of the earth and came to pass a camp of a saint about in the beloved city, and fire came down. Mm-hmm. And you remember brother was saying, right, came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And what he said, and the devil that deceived them cast them into the what? The lake of fire. Where the beast and the false prophets are. And look what he said, and it shall be tormented day and night.
Forever.
That's why I'm telling you, that's why we want you to get this relationship with now, because if you don't want to be hung up with the devil, don't let nobody tell you who you. Yeah, you might be having fun now, but your happiness is not going to be here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
My God.
The true happiness
is
when you get in the presence of the Lord. Yeah, you might get a few houses and a few cars and a couple of dollars in your pocket and everything ain't going pretty good, but trust me, that's not heaven. That's not heaven. Sin is faith. He said you ain't going to hold it. Sin is faith. They're going to sit joy of you. Sin is faith. He's going to say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me access to be in your presence forever and ever. The scripture says, amen, while ago. Now watch this here. I'm almost home, y'all. And the devil that deceived them cast the lake of fire, brimstone, and where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Watch this, y'all. And I saw a great white throne. Help me. Somebody got on board, Jesus.
Yeah.
And I saw a great.
Yeah.
You see, I saw a great white throne. And him that sat on it, from whose the face of the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found in no place for them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, brother.
Oh, yeah.
When you get in this kind of power, he was in a line waiting on to be judged. But when you get this line, we're gonna be here. Watch, I'm gonna keep on reading. But this line, we getting ready for. We're gonna see something we ain't never seen before. Brother Randy, I know people got nice, beautiful homes, mansions, nice. You just go in the hog and look at how their homes look. But boy, it ain't nothing gonna be like that mansion he gonna give you. It ain't going to be like that mansion he's going to give you, brothers and sisters, that you're going to have many rooms in it. Help me, Holy Spirit. when you get to sit around and see his face and look at the throne. Look at it. And I saw the dead. Watch this here. Small and great, standing before God. And the book was open. I'm in the book, y'all. And the other book was open. Remember I said, it's two books. Let me take my time so y'all can hear what I said. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the book was open. Watch this here. And another book was open. Remember what I said? Look at the words. There's two books open right there. Was open, which is the book of life. And the dead, watch what he said, were judged out of those things which was written in the book according to their works. Is that in the book, y'all? Is I reading right?
You're
going to have two of them right there, my sisters and brothers. We're going to get home in a minute. I know there's a lot of reading, though. We're going to get home in a minute. Look what it says. Two going to be there. You know what I'm talking about? And you're gonna look at both of them, and you're gonna want to be judged out of the one of what with the book of life. What he gonna do like the brother? He gonna let him come on in? You know what I'm talking about? Watch what he said. And the sea gave up the dead. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Which were in the dead in hell delivered up to the dead, and which was in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And the death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. And whosoever was not founded, that's what he said, found, written in the book of life, was cast in the lake of fire. Oh, help me, host. That's what we were seeing. That's what we were seeing, brother, in that video yesterday. Yeah. That's what we really were seeing.
Oh yeah,
Help me, Holy Spirit. I really believe, my sisters and brothers, that God is a good God. God is a loving God. I'm telling you, you're not gonna get it until you come over to understand what I'm saying right now. Don't be left behind. Don't be left behind. Don't be saying, I didn't know. Nobody never told me about this here. Nobody never came to me with this here. Don't be left behind and be judged behind this book. It puts you in the book, the lake of fire. Somebody said, what are you talking about? What you had to do, I'm going to tell you again, and I'm going to go back to it. God so loved the world. Now, this is what happened to us, so we don't have to have no problem. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him, look what I said, should not pass but have everlasting life. That's what it's a ministry about. We have to tell you, get on board. Follow the Lord. What you don't understand and what you don't know, don't worry about it. Don't trip. Just keep on walking with the Lord. Keep being steadfast with the Lord. Let the Lord help you in your weakness. Let the Lord help you. He can deliver you because he is a deliverer. I found out in my little short time of being in this word that you ain't going to get it. You ain't going to get it. It's going to be some days you're going to mess up. It's going to be some times you're going to make some mistakes. But what you have to do is just get on up and ask God to forgive you and resist what made you fail and ask God to strengthen you where you're falling at. So come to Jesus. If you don't know him, get to know the man. Get to know the man. Get to know the man. Get to know him. You don't have to stay out there. Come on in and sup with the Lord. Let the Lord be your God. Let him minister to you right now. Let him help you. And we always tell you, if his things were said or misunderstood, said, if you didn't understand, we ask you to hit the button. If you need prayer, hit the button. If you need someone to hear your testimony, hit the button. You know, this time right now, we always make way. If I'm not moving too fast, you brother, let me know. If we always make time out for people to come on and express their love. Maybe you want prayer, or something might just say, or something you just want to say, I thank you for. You might want to wave your hand. You know, it's always at the time. you know, that you can come in right now and come in, wave your hand. All you got to do is hit the one button. Just hit it one time, and we'll open it up and let you speak. And whatever God put in your heart, you can do it at this time.
My. My God.
Mm-hmm.
My.
He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. Yes, sir.
And if you could just open your heart, oh Lord.
I just hate, brother. What you say?
Oh, no, I was just speaking. No, I was just talking about that. What are you talking about, man? I didn't make no noise, my brother.
I was just thanking God. Thank God for the spirit of the Holy Spirit, how you went through that reading, that lesson. Like, you know, I know it was a little lengthy, but I really believe that the time is getting so short. We got to tell the truth. You know.
Yeah.
I understand it's the Christmas season, time of the year. I understand it real well, and I know we've been talking to it. Because if we just don't pick no one day to thank God for his birth. But just for the sake of the understanding, time is getting so short, my sisters and brothers. We have to tell you, get on board. We have to let you know the man. You got to get in right now. Then you're there. Don't worry about the things you don't know. Soon time, it'll come to you if you want you to have. See, God give things in parts.
He gives it.
You rest for sure. If God's plan for revelation, he gives it to him. He don't hide it from his children. And then one scripture said he don't hide it from babes, but he reveals it to them. And I know I'm still a babe. I know I'm yet still a learning. I never said I know it all, but I'm just a man. Love God and love his people. I want to let you know that the redemption is here. I want to let you know that the work of God is right here. So stay with him. Stay with him. Stay with him. So we say again, if something was misunderstood or said, you can hit the one button. We'll try to help you with it. If you needed prayer, we're here to pray with you. If not, we can go on. We can go and pray, my brothers. If God's will be for tomorrow, that's what it is, right? It's his will.
Yeah. Can I say this real quick, Brother Randy?
Yes.
I sent it out to 5 people this morning.
Yeah.
And I've already got 2 responses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I just want. Yeah.
What kind of response did you get, brother? If you don't mind me asking.
Hold on. One of them said, "Wow," and then I put, "Thank you for listening." Now, this person here, if Reverend Henry on the phone, this is the one. This I've been witnessing to this person, because. I have horses, and they steal hay. They don't just steal hay. They steal everything around the barn that, if you're not watching them. So I'm always, telling them to do right, and God is watching. And when I seen them this morning, I said, I got a video I want y'all to watch. And they said, okay. And they responded. They were the first one to respond and said, wow. And so, and just trying to get them to repent and change their ways.
That's what it's about.
Because they got a name. People around there call them the stable thieves. So when stuff come up missing, they know who they are. And then this other one said, "Amen. Thank you for sharing you for sharing his testimony with me. I will tell you something when I see you in a bit. This is a coworker. This video was the divine timing for me to see.
There we go. Thank you, Jesus.
And you know what else? You know what else came to me when in that video? Because he was talking about, because everybody was transparent, because he was saying he was having trouble with forgiveness, and he thought he had forgave. And then remember, the Most High showed him the seeds. And he said, "Oh, is that what that was?" And so, you know, sometimes we can think we've really changed when we really hadn't. And everything will be uncovered because we'll be transparent before him.
Right. Nothing seen.
That's it. Uh-huh.
Well, that's all right then. That's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My.
Praise you, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
My brothers, if we can give a prayer, you know, if God's will for us to be here tomorrow, you know,
come back here tomorrow,
you know.
Yeah.
If one of you brothers want to pray.
Great word, great show, my brother. Great. God is truly blessed. You know, and it's a lot, like you said, it's a lot of people that don't like to go over Revelation, but Revelation is the now time, the end time, right now time.
Yes, sir.
Praise God, my brother. Praise God.
Yes, sir. That's that spirit, man. That's how the spirit of God's using. You know?
Yeah.
To God glory, yeah. You get to read that thing. You get to read Revelation, you stop and say, Lord, I'm not even worthy to read what I'm reading right now.
I'm not even worthy to read what I'm reading, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Admit that, man.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people don't like to go over there.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to old, I don't know if you know him, he preached Revelation really, really good, Dr. Jeremiah.
Dr. Jeremiah, out of Ohio.
He preached Revelation really, really good. He goes, he got a whole thing on Revelation. I listen to him all the time with Revelations, but a lot of people don't like to go over there.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of safe preaching and teaching, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to do it, man. Even though it go against you, you still have to do it, man. You know, you have to, man. I mean, it's the ministry, man. We have to. You can't just teach on the stuff and preach on the stuff and it sounds so good to you, and it might get you some amen.
Yeah.
You know, you have to preach it, man. You know, even if you get now, you don't get no amen or witness, you know, because you're dealing with people's heart, man. So, you know, that's what the Bible says. Many are called, but few are chosen. Anybody can get up and do one of the emotional and homiletics sermon, you know, and get the whole church tore up. But you don't have too many hollering by no, unless they're sanctified, you know, and we call filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, they can see this because of what we just read and call them and say, no, and repent, you know, because even though you feel pretty good about your lifestyle, still when you hear them words right there, Lord, you just want to be in the book of life. You want to be in that book, man. As I always said and done, because a lot of folks can look at other folks' testimonies and think they're going to get in because of other folks' testimonies. But, man, you're going to have a relationship with God. You're going to have to get in there for yourself and have a relationship with the Lord. You got to know the Lord for yourself. My mother told me I had to pray for myself, man. She, you know, it was a time I had to pray, man. You know, if you're on this journey, you're going to have to get a relationship with the Lord. You can't get in by, when you stand before God, you're going to be there by yourself. It ain't going to be you and your loved one. You're going to be by yourself.
Yeah.
And I know I'm right because, you know, the scriptures fulfill itself. Amen?
That's good.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Father, we thank you for your love this morning. Mm. We thank you for your word. We thank you once again for the presence of your Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Lord. Continue to bless us and lead us. I want to say a special prayer for Brother Daxton and Reverend Henry. Just give thanks that you are continuing to bless them the way that you are.
Yeah.
I ask for a special blessing, for Brother Randy, the way you've been dealing with his heart. Thank you for the scriptures that you've allowed him to send us every morning that wakes us up out of bed, that we may be glad to run to the table and sit down and partake of you.
Mm.
Thank you for Reverend Brian.
God bless you.
For the way you've given him to bring your word forth that even a child could understand.
God bless you, man.
As tough as these times are, we want to thank you for these times.
Yes, Lord.
You're saying something to us, and you're giving us a chance to make the right decision.
Yeah, Lord.
You're giving us a chance to make the right decision. You're separating the sheep from the goats. A lot of people don't realize what's happening. But mankind is having to make a change. He's having to decide which way he's going to go. And we want to say thank you. We want to say we love you. Forgive us of our sins. I ask that you would bless the hearts that are even just listening in today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's okay if you don't hit the one button. We know you're there.
Yes,
we just want you to know we love you. We love you. He loves you. That's why he put this plan together. And just know that he loves you. Stay strong. Stay faithful. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, my God. Brother Randy, it's been a long time you've been on, but what's your recommendation for a song?
You know, whatever you're feeling, my brother, let's rock. Rock and roll.
God bless you, man. It's been an awesome day, man. It's been a very awesome day, man. And I thank God for this ministry, man, that he allowed us to come together like we do. Man, it's been a good time, man, that we know if it had not been for that Lord on our side.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do this in the absence of Reverend Henry. You know, he always, he loves it. Everywhere you go, they want him to sing this song. Everywhere you go, the song, is a signature song. You hear me, Brother Rand? Watch this song right
here.
All right. Though the storms keep on raging in
And sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still that hope that lies within is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon He has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing, just in case the wind Court.